This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In his year-end news conference last week, President Obama addressed his spending priorities for 2011.
It's vital for us to make investments in education and research and development, all those things that create an innovative economy.
The president made that point several times during the news conference, and it's sure to come up frequently as the Obama administration negotiates with a newly invigorated Republican Party in the new year. Here to discuss the nation's education agenda are NPR correspondents Larry Abramson. Welcome, Larry.
Hi, Leanne.
And Claudio Sanchez. Nice to see you, too.
Hello, Leanne.
I want to start with you, Claudio. Budget cuts, school reform dominated the education headlines in 2010. Outline briefly what were some of the main issues and which ones will have ripple effects in 2011.
First, let's start with Congress and what it failed to do these past few days. It failed to pass the DREAM Act, leaving Latinos in particular really angry at top GOP lawmakers who blocked the Senate from even voting on the measure. Political repercussions are likely, especially in states with big Latino populations, and President Obama calls it his biggest disappointment. To remember, the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act would have created a pathway to citizenship for students who were brought into the U.S. illegally. Right now, some of these kids are being deported, even though they're doing really, really well in high school. The DREAM Act required that these kids attend college or sign up for military service in exchange for legal status. And of course, who knows what's going to happen next. Race to the Top, of course, was also big news. It's now kind of sputtering, in my view. There was about $4.3 billion in stimulus funds that have gone only to 11 states and the District of Columbia. The Obama administration had states compete for the money, which came with lots of strings attached, namely that states embark on specific reforms like merit pay, shutting down the worst schools, developing better, more transparent data with which to measure schools. And now, with the Congress intent on freezing federal spending, including education, the administration no longer has that carrot at the end of the school reform stick in 2011. So that's going to be important to watch as well. And of course, states are looking at deeper cuts in school funding. And finally, a handful of reports are out that are kind of scary. They warn that the poverty rates among children and families are on the rise and the numbers are off the charts. The Southern Education Foundation, for example, says that over 2 million Americans now face acute hunger, homelessness, and medical problems. And all of this, of course, has horrible implications for school-aged children and how schools deal with them.
Is there an issue or event that might make news early in 2011?
Well, one big task for the Obama administration, Secretary Arne Duncan, will be to reconcile with teachers' unions because there is so much at stake on teacher training, on collective bargaining, and so they've got a mid-January conference or symposium scheduled to try and make friends again because teachers feel like they're being scapegoated.
Claudio Sanchez, thank you.
You're welcome.
Larry Abramson, let's talk about higher education because it certainly received a lot of attention this past year. President Obama declared that the U.S. must raise the number of college graduates in this country. But at the same time, the administration cracked down on for-profit colleges and universities, saying they're burdening the students with too much debt. Where is that fight right now?
Well, you know, it's coming to a head, Leanne. As soon as January or February, the administration is going to be releasing new rules that will tighten standards for these schools and could close down a lot of for-profit schools where students are leaving with too much debt. The administration has a way of measuring this. They say it's going to be fairer and it's going to identify schools that are not performing. The industry continues to lobby very heavily against these rules and says it's going to deny opportunities to lower-income students who are most likely to go to these for-profit colleges and universities. There's been some talk of a compromise, of coming up with a middle ground in the standards that they're trying to set. But I think right now the industry feels like it doesn't have any sympathy over at the Department of Education. They're talking about going to court, and they're going around Congress trying to get more support for perhaps legislative relief.
Talk about some issues on the classroom level. Student performance has always been an issue, but what about the emphasis on evaluating teacher performance? How will that issue play out in 2011?
Well, you know, this has changed a great deal in 2010. A lot of teachers' contracts that have been approved in places like Baltimore and Washington, D.C., now include some element of teacher evaluation as a prerequisite for getting raises. It's no longer enough just to be in the job for a certain number of years. But in the end, I think what a lot of people are more focused on, since a lot of these merit pay or performance pay increases don't really offer very much money, they're trying to identify identify what makes an effective teacher. There's one program that I looked at that's pretty interesting from the Gates Foundation. They're spending millions of dollars to answer that question, what makes a great teacher great? It's called the Measures of Effective Teaching Project, or MET, and it's coming at a time when, as you said, there's a lot of focus on this issue. Now, this program relies in part on in-class videotapes, and that's raised a lot of concern about other ways those tapes could be used.